This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You're listening to Saturday Magazine, and it's really wet outside from what I can see. It's 17 degrees.
Well, if it's wet here, what's it like down at the track?
It's wet.
Oh, there he is. It's Macca. Oh,
who is that?
It's Macca. How are you, Macca?
It's Macca. It's Macca, and I'm down at the track, and hang on, we're just getting away from all the noise, and then I'm going to give you Mick now. You don't know Tennille. Mick is 5 times World Moto GP.
Oh, we know that.
I know that.
Honestly, who do you think
Mick.
We are?
We're old friends.
Here he is, Mick. It's Tass and Tennille, not the captain and Tennille. Tass and Tennille. Here they are.
Good morning to you, Mick.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Who have I got, Tass or Tennille?
Oh, you've got Tass on this occasion, and Tennille. Say hello, Tennille.
Hi, Mick. How are you going?
Hey, I'm well.
Awesome.
Now, this has become a little bit of an annual event.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I really like it. So we've got to start with the real basics, first of all. Tell us about the fashion on the field.
The fashion on the field. Well, everyone's in raincoats. So.
Of course,
there's not much to look at the moment.
Has Macca got like a little shower cap over his hat?
Thankfully, no, he doesn't have a shower cap on. But, but he's very colourful, as he always is.
He's winning today.
He's winning.
So seriously,
but no,
Mick,
terrible, shocking weather. Hopefully, it'll improve a little bit. But it is what it is. But always down here in this little state, hospitality is the place to be.
There you go.
Undercover area.
There you go. So seriously, Mick, what does it mean to the racing and the cars when it rains? Do they slow down, or is it a bit more difficult?
Look, it's not that much more difficult, to be honest.
But it's just business as usual, is it?
Absolutely. Like, you know, especially in the northern European winter. They're doing a lot of testing in the rain and this and that anyway. So the cars here, they adjust them a little bit different. They have different tyres on them, and they're not that much slower in the wet, believe it or not. It's only about probably 10 seconds, you know, 10 to 15 seconds maximum. So, you know, things, you've got to be a little bit more focused, if that's at all possible, I should say. But in the wet, the aquaplaning and whatever else. But I mean, all in all, it's pretty much the same for these guys. Whether it's hot, cold, wet, dry, it doesn't really matter.
Mick, just a question from me. Do you look down on the drivers that are there today because they're in cars when, like, you're a bit more tough on the motorbike?
No. I guess you could call them pussies, you know, driving. especially now with those halos and whatever else they've got on the cars. But look, you know, they're these guys at F1 level, especially, it's a pretty big effort. You know, it's a lot of focus. A lot of these guys are true athletes, and the speeds they're travelling at, even in the wet. And the only thing that's good if it does stay wet will be for our homegrown hero, Daniel Ricciardo, because the cars, it certainly evens it out a lot more, and driver ability shines through in the wet. So, and he's certainly a good driver. But look, these guys are true heroes. And you know, as we've seen in the past, unfortunately, a big crash is still it could be a fatality, and it's not really
that'd
place
be horrible.
You want to be. Motorcycles, though, unfortunately, every time you make a little mistake, you're on your backside. But thankfully, I only watch those these days anyway.
So, Mick, what's been your highlight so far? The whole thing. The festival's been going now for, what, nearly 2 days?
Yeah, the festival's been going. Well, it started Thursday, yeah. So, it's running around here, just sort of meeting people and interacting with a bunch of people is great. Last night I had a function. There was a Motorsports Hall of Fame function. That was good, seeing some old people around, and you know, which I'm one of them these days. So it was quite good, you know. You're sort of reminiscing. There's a lot of I was going on.
Yeah.
So, Mick, I just wanted to jump in as well and thank you for your support last year with our Radiothon. You've been a friend to this station for quite a while, and that's a fantastic thing. Why is it that you're keen to be our friend?
Look, you know, I got really, there's no other answer to that other than I was asked if I can do an interview. So no problem, that's easy.
No, that's fantastic.
And, yeah, Macca is fairly persuasive, and he's a good buddy. So really, you know, there's nothing more behind it than that.
I think you've completely underplayed that. Macca is incredibly persuasive.
Incredibly persuasive, absolutely is.
And it's really hard to say no to Macca and then have to bear the wrath of Macca if you've said no.
No, but I mean, it's good on you all. It's a great radio station, you know. I can't say I listen to it all the time, but I mean, from all accounts, you guys are going gangbusters. So congratulations.
Yeah, well, that's what we like to think. So,
Taz, 496,000 monthly listeners, 10% of the market
share. It's gone up.
It has 10% of the market share in Victoria, and the largest radio station in Victoria is Gold at 30%.
Jeez.
So we are a third of the size of Gold.
Jeez.
Wow. So, going gangbusters? Yes, we are. Thank you, Mick, so much for commenting on that.
So, I'm glad you could sort of put all those numbers out there. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise it would actually reach nearly 500,000. That's pretty impressive.
It's amazing.
Because I thought we were still at the 400,000
mark. No, we're a little metro licence that certainly does a lot more than people expect of us. So.
Certainly punches above its height.
Well, truly.
So back to the Grand Prix. Back to the Grand Prix,
sorry,
Mick.
It's not about us.
So tell us, what are your predictions? What do you think is going to happen with the main game?
Look, you know, hopefully it'll dry out. That's about the only thing I could really say. But to be honest, I think it's going to be similar to last year, with Mercedes really dominating and then the Ferrari and Red Bull sort of trying to pick up the scraps. So, you know, as it stays wet, it's a little bit of a lottery. But all in all, I think Mercedes have been the dominant player throughout the testing so far. But here we can really see who's doing what, who was boxing, and what's going to happen. So this afternoon, qualifying, I believe, is quite late, around 4:30 or maybe a bit later. I don't have the schedule right in front of me, but that'll really be an indicator. If it's wet, again, that won't be a true indicator, but a little see what would be the outcome for tomorrow if it remains wet.
And what about young Ricardo's performance? What's it been like to date?
Look, he's going well. Like, he's got his teammate Verstappen, a little Dutch young guy, has been hard work for him. But he's elevated himself to the challenge the whole time and been able to get the better of him 9 times out of 10. So I think it's been good to have a strong teammate. It pushes them both, and I think that you know, Daniel, given the right circumstances, is a true world. He has the makings to be a world champion, without a doubt. He certainly is talented as the rest of the guys. You know, Lewis Hamilton with the Mercedes F1 team is, you know, he's probably the shining light there at the moment. But, you know, given the right circumstances, Daniel certainly got the measure.
Well, that's great. I wish him all the best, actually. I mean, being one of ours, I suppose.
We all love a winner, don't we?
No. Tennille thinks that I'm actually going down some other track.
Yeah. I was just thinking, are there any out drivers in the Grand Prix?
Well, that track.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering. I mean, like, you know, I mean, like, well, it'd be great for us to celebrate that.
Look, you know,
because I can drive.
At this point in time, I'm not aware of any, but I mean, in the past, certainly there has been. You know, and same as in MotoGP, you know, and there's certainly some, and like a lot of sports people, I think that, I think, you know, once they're competing, you don't hear too much about it, but when they retire, it's sort of a different light shed on them. But, you know, and there's you know, at the moment, as I say, I can't really point the finger at anyone that you would even question, but equally, I'm, I'm not that close to it.
Well, there has been that very famous car racing driver who transitioned, I believe, was a cross-dresser and then transitioned.
Which one was that?
I can't think of his name now.
There was a motorcyclist. There was a motorcyclist back in the 70s who did the same thing as well. The Dutch guy, I can't recall him, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, you know,
well, maybe we should look at that. We should talk to Macca about this, about actually having a little bit of look at our motorsports and watch the LGBTI heroes we've got and sheroes.
Well, I guess I'll take a bit of advice here from Macca, but, you know, every chance is going to be a rainbow form over the circuit this afternoon.
Mick, can you do me just a favour once you get off the phone here? Can you just tell Macca that I'm actually finding this seat very comfortable?
we'll keep it warm for him. We'll be back next year sometime. Is that what you're thinking?
And it looks a bit like the captain and Tennille might be taking over.
I don't know. It feels good.
It feels good. Hey, Mick, it's great to chat with you again. Thanks for taking a bit of time out of what must be a really busy socialising schedule out there at the moment. But you look, I understand it's work, of course. You've got people to meet and things to do. But we really appreciate your time and we look forward to having another conversation with you next year, but hopefully before that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, look forward to it anytime. Just, if I'm around and available, no problem. Mac is... Macca and I are good buddies.
Yeah, good on you.
I'm happy to help out and speak to you guys anytime.
Good on you. Awesome. And have a happy Grand Prix while you're at it.
Yeah, happy Grand Prix.
Have a great weekend.
Good on you. You're listening to Macca. You're listening to Tennille and Tass, Captain and Tennille.
There you go. We're just waiting. Lewis Hamilton's about to arrive, so I've got to go and do some work.
Okay, Macca, thanks for organising, Mick, and enjoy the rest of your time at the Grand Prix.
I will.
Happy Grand Prix to you.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Macca.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.